Yeah, I think they are simply trying to contain a problem that is within the party as we speak. They are trying to bring an end to this acrimonious, you know, debate on who should stand. You know, the guys in the security sector want to be part of the gravy train. They want to enter into politics and for ZANU-PF to come up with the regulations that are not flexible, it's problematic for them. They would otherwise continue arguing and haggling over the matter. So they simply want to bring it to an end.
But is this going to work?
Yeah, it may work temporarily, but considering that the issues of factionalism may be deep-sided, problems are going to keep on emerging.
Would you agree with some intelligence analysts who are saying it is better for the so-called securocrats to participate in politics other than threaten a coup?
No, sure. I don't know whether or not they have threatened a coup, but yes, they have a right to participate in politics. It's their right, as long as they are bent on trying to promote democracy and development. That's not a problem. But one thing that must be said is that if these guys do not necessarily harbor the objective of promoting democracy and development, and they are more interested about self-interest, the dangers that would emanate from a coup can still emanate from an undeclared coup.